in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Boy, crazy boy. Stay cool.
Oh my god,
boy.
We're like off tempo already, but it's okay.
Rocket.
Look at that face.
Keep cool, boy. Boy.
That's what happens when you don't rehearse.
I know. Sorry.
We are so busted.
We were trying to wing it. Didn't work.
Nope.
But anyway, if you couldn't tell what this song was from, that means you didn't watch the episode. Welcome back, guys. Castle is finally back here on AfterBuzz TV after having a 2-week hiatus. Maybe 3 weeks?
Seemed like forever.
Yes,
it really
did. We're so happy to be back, guys. Thanks so much for being here. Again, this is AfterBuzz TV for the after show Castle, talking about episode 6. Cool boys. And again, this is a reference because the fact of they used the song Cool from West Side Story.
Which was probably my favorite moment in the episode. Totally absurd, but I loved it.
I lost my mind. I literally as a musical fan nut, everything about it, I was just like, no, he's not singing. Oh my gosh, I had to like stop doing that. But anyway.
It was so ridiculous. By the way, everybody, Alexis has warned me she's going to geek out this episode for multiple reasons.
A little bit.
First of which is musical theater.
Yeah, musical theater was what I wanted to major in. But since, you know, if you don't know who I am, hi, I'm Alexis Torres. You can find me all over social media as atorres890. And then this beautiful blonde on my side here.
Who also has quite a background in musical theater.
Yay.
I'll have you know. Oklahoma, if you don't believe me.
That's awesome.
I'm JJ Snyder. Great to be here with you guys. I'm at J2 Snyder on internet.
On the internet.
Also the internet.
Interwebs.
The interwebs.
Everything online.
The web address.
But the one thing I wanted to say is thanks, guys, for hanging in there, because I know we were gone for 2 weeks, and it was crazy. So don't forget, we are on live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. There's a live chat on YouTube.com. You can also go to AfterBuzzTV.com and look at all the 100 shows we do a week. You can also check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, everywhere that you can find AfterBuzz TV. Just look for it, and you will find at least one show that you will love. But right now, we're talking about the one show that we love, which is Castle. Holy smokes, this is just, there's a lot of things that I'm in love with about this episode. One, because Adam Baldwin, a.k.a. Ethan Slaughter, right?
Slaughter. What a last name.
A.k.a. Yeah. Jane.
Oh, we have a photo of him.
Yes.
There he is.
A.k.a. Jane from Firefly, a.k.a. Yes. John Casey from Chuck, everything that I used to watch. Law and Order. He was also in Independence Day. He was the guy who shot the alien in the face. It was great.
He's so quirky and wild. And,
I love him.
And
I love him.
Like foul mouth. And the best lines you and I said
before
the show.
I will tweet out later that my first con that I ever went to when I was like 18, 19 years old, I met him because he was doing signing. So I got a picture of him as Jane from Firefly. And we have a picture of him and my best friend taking a picture with him. He's the sweetest man I've ever met. And he can play any frickin' role, and I love it.
He's really, really fun. I mean, he had the best lines. Do you know he is 6'4"?
Oh, yeah, he's real tall. When I met him in person, I was just like, oh, hi! How's the weather up there?
Because
it's real chilly down here. But, like, it was great. I loved it. But, no, it was one of my favorite things of all time. Again, I'm probably going to... I'll get into more facts about just the song and why they picked it and just everything about Ethan Slaughter's life.
So we've seen his character before on the series.
This is my first geek out.
He's back. What?
So his first time showing up on Castle was season 4, episode 21, Headhunters.
Okay.
That's so sad that I know that, but I do.
How? Because you loved it.
Yeah, because I loved it.
Because you marked it.
I marked it.
Because you're Firefly.
Yeah, because as soon as I found out, like, anytime, like, I can't remember when I can't remember her actual name off the top of my head, but she played Zoe on Firefly. She was also in the show.
Mm.
She played, I think it was also in season 4 as well, because I think they had two Firefly stars in season 4. I have to double check. But, Oh, yes,
I also
voiced Superman. Chili613 in the chat said that he has also voiced Superman, probably in the animated series at one point.
Oh, nice. So. You know, and speaking of the chat, can I give a shout out to
yes,
a couple
please.
Of people? Because we have people that are so awesome on the message boards and on our chats, such as Vilka. Vilka Dimitrotova.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tara
yeah.
Miles sent me a photo of his dog because he also has a dog named Lucy.
Oh, my God. It's adorable.
I was so excited. But thank you guys all for joining us on the chat.
So let's
we appreciate your opinions.
Let's jump into this episode because there's a lot going on.
Let's do it.
Obviously, we start off with Ryan and Espo charging into this warehouse with like a SWAT team and ready to go.
Serious SWAT team.
Like even
this was like a level up.
Yeah, I thought that we were going to get into a very serious Castle episode, and then all of a sudden we get a flashlight shown to Castle and Ethan sitting there, and they're just like, "This is all you brought," what? And I'm just like. Oh, no.
That's what I said.
He's
oh,
back.
No.
And then so we obviously jump back to earlier that day or a few days later, earlier where Ethan shows up at Castle's house, or not house, private investigation office. And,
doesn't he first say something to Alexis like you've
grown
up well?
Oh, yeah, you've
grown
up really well. And I was like, oh, you're so sleazy.
So inappropriate right from the get-go.
But before that, we had Mama Shades giving some advice because apparently she's writing... A book, which we do have a picture of somewhere.
We
up
have
there.
A picture there of the book cover.
Yes, unsolicited advice, lessons, tips, and tales from an actor's life. Martha Rogers.
Someone on Twitter said only she could make a multicolored pantsuit look so good.
She is the only person who can make patterns just really look good on anybody, and then add like really ridiculous large jewelry on top of it, and she just looks. Fantastic, and I want to walk around New York like that.
I love that she has so few moments in an episode, and yet you just enjoy her so much.
It's always memorable every single time.
And I would actually, I hope they continue this book idea of unsolicited advice
from
Martha Rogers.
I want to see more.
Because wouldn't you like to kind of read some of her advice?
No, and I think it's also funny that they decided that they wanted that she was going to write a book because the last time Ethan was involved in an episode in season four, he was helping write the last Nikki Heat book.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, again, I'm just like...
Which is, by the way, the way he really hooked Castle in, right? Mm-hmm. Was to say, well, I have this story about me and a drug cartel and I would like to tell you for your next book.
Be strong, Richard. And he was just like, no, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
And ran out. So apparently,
so got him.
Ethan came in with a case that he wanted to find out from I guess it was a digital robbery kind of.
Yes.
Where someone took a microchip. And I was just like, okay, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. And I love how he's calling him Sherlock, just like he did when he first showed up, which
Sherlock.
I was very happy about that. That's also why it was my favorite episode, because the Sherlock stories are just my favorite. And so our victim is named Victor Lee. And apparently the last person he called was Slaughter. So, of course, I noticed as soon as that happened, I was like, okay, he's probably going to be the main suspect throughout this episode, because why not? He is Slaughter. He's always going to be in trouble. And... we find out from the girlfriend that Victor was actually getting back together with her, and he was talking to some guy named Tuco.
Yes.
So, at this point, obviously, Castle is having trouble trying to keep Ryan and Espo out of it, you know, because...
And Ryan and Espo are having trouble trying to keep Castle
out
of it.
Yeah. It was definitely a macho kind of... or mano-y-mano kind of episode, and it's going to be very interesting. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited for more of this, the guys kind of hanging out, since Kate's obviously gone for a little bit, which...
Oh. Can we talk about,
I was waiting
for
that.
There was no Beckett in this episode.
Which was weird.
Which was, like, weird.
Which was weird. I was like, okay, there's no Beckett.
It's interesting, just... there are a lot of different feelings out there right now
about
her being gone and them being separated and people
it was rough. I'm not going to lie. I was just like, this is kind of strange. But I like that she wasn't there because, again, it gives the boys more time, which I think I predicted in the beginning of the season. That I was like, I want more time with the dudes. Like, I just want them to solve a case on their own, which they have several times.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think it would be nice to do that with Kate just really trying to figure out everything. But I'm also noticing a trend with every person that Castle talks to every episode since her disappearance, I guess, was that they're always like, we could tell that you guys are madly in love and she loves you and this. So you just got to... You gotta take it head on, and I'm like, wow, even Slaughter, Ethan freaking Slaughter is sitting there telling
him,
like,
eventually, like with the nose, the last episode, like, Castle confided in her as well. So he's confiding in
every single new person that comes.
Yes.
I mean, Ethan's not really that new, but every new person who's introduced into the episode, everyone keeps saying, you guys are perfect for each other, and I'm like, well, duh, we know that. So, I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, so back to this little competition, between Ryan and Espo and Castle. And one of my favorite lines happened right in the beginning where I think Slaughter called Ryan and Espo who is that? You on the phone with Alvarez and Lucky Charms?
Yeah, and I was just like, really?
Alvarez and Lucky Charms?
That wasn't racist at all.
that was like the funniest thing, though. I was shocked.
Yeah, I it was so quick, too. Like, if you weren't listening, you would have missed it.
Did you, do you follow the writer, Alexi Holly, on
Did
Twitter?
She write that line?
Yeah, well, she wrote the episode, so I don't know if she wrote that line, but, like, there was some great lines.
You were slowly becoming my favorite. Anyway, yeah. So we also found, apparently Ryan and Espa also found Slaughter's fingerprints on the murder weapon, which, of course,
now he's really in trouble.
Well, no, I mean, as soon as they were starting to speculate who he was, I was like, okay, yeah, he's definitely going to be in, like, you know, hot water. But I love how Castle's like, no, he didn't do it. He said that he gave the knife as a gift, and I was just like, yeah, that just sounds really terrible, so maybe not. But he hides Slaughter anyway, and they decide to go on this, to solve this case on their own. And Castle tried to make sure that it was his way. So when they found Tuco, they decided that he's like, no, you have to be, you know, nice about it and, you know, do it without violence. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be interesting.
Was that in the alley?
Yeah.
That was Tuco. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was a funny
scene.
Cream
suit. That weird cream color suit. I was like, what's going on here?
Just to watch Slaughter try to, like, restrain himself from beating the crap out of the guy. It was very funny.
Which is funny because Adam Baldwin always gets, like, caught in these kind of episodes because he's so big. It's just like, oh yeah, he's the guy that roughs them up,
right?
So it was very interesting to see his character, especially when we find out more things about him later on in the episode of how he's actually a very sensitive,
a little softer guy. I know, but we don't know that yet.
Anyway,
we don't know that yet.
Yeah, no, we didn't. And I loved Castle's reaction, but we'll get to that. So Tuco says Victor never met up with him. And just the story wasn't making sense.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. One thing I also want to notice before about Ryan and Espa before we move on was that they also used the word unique with Castle's brain. Like, they're like, oh, Slaughter's probably trying to use Castle with his unique brain.
Yes,
and I was
yes.
aww, you
they're
think
his brain's
unique.
They're trying to take advantage of his smarts.
Yeah, I thought it was adorable.
Yeah, they were trying to look out for Castle as
well. Yeah, of course.
They
like, they care
him
about
to get
him.
Taken advantage of again.
Yeah, because, I mean, even when Ethan Slaughter first showed up in season 4, they were like, is he cheating? Like, Ryan even said, is he cheating on us? Like, is that a thing? And Kate was just like, what? So, yeah, it was just, they felt like Ethan was trying to take Castle away from him because these guys were running and gunning instead of thinking logically. But we all know that Castle can't completely do that, which is nice.
Now, is this where we found out a little bit about the mentor?
Yes, this is when we found out that Victor mentored a 16-year-old named Louis Prince, who
is a genius.
Yes, he has 190 IQ. That is huge. And I'm like, oh yeah, my IQ is nowhere close to that.
But it's super. I don't even know what my IQ is.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I would have to ask.
It's big enough.
Yeah, no, I think we can get through life. I don't know if we can make an alarm system that can break into any alarm. No,
that was incredible.
I mean,
but the kid has been in trouble, right? He's been arrested.
Yes, he's been arrested
several times. So now we have this whole new interesting character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
to get to know.
No, I completely agree. And
so Castle and Slaughter go to the. Is this where they go to the organization where the child is mentored from? They haven't met him yet.
Yeah,
right?
They're
tracking him down.
Mr. West is his name.
West.
Where they meet him and they tell him about Louise Prince's background and everything and why they picked Victor and all this good stuff and that they were hitting it off. And then all of a sudden, Ryan and Espo show up to the same location because, again, great minds think alike. So obviously, Cass's like, oh, we gotta go. And so they just kind of leave.
Was.
And there's some weird editing where they're like slinking around.
Yes.
It was so ridiculous.
I did feel, though, in that office, didn't you feel like, oh, this guy's so nice? Like, he's such
I wrote a nice
mentor. You knew?
I didn't.
So later, the line where he said, oh, you know, I used to work, 15 hours a day on Wall Street, and now I'm in this job, and I'm really, it's so much more fulfilling. That would end up being a significant line.
And I didn't,
right?
I didn't even look at it.
Okay, good.
This is another episode, I think last season, with you, me, and Heather, I think there was an episode where I was like, I had no idea who the killer was.
Okay.
This is the episode where I was like, oh, yeah, didn't see that coming.
It's amazing. You didn't know
was
what was
so
happening.
Because most of the time, I'm like,
no,
oh, yeah,
you
this
usually call it. Last week you
Lexi,
called
you
it.
Did a great job. But So I love how when Ryan and Espa walk in, they leave, and then they find out that there were two other cops that were there. Obviously, mm-hmm. who else is doing this case? So Ryan calls, and and Slaughter takes the phone and says, like, you're following the wrong person. Like, you know, you should be looking for the real killer, not me, and throws Castle's phone right out of the window. And my favorite line of the whole thing
here
was,
it is.
I lose more phones in this line of work. And I lost it. I thought that was so funny because I really want someone to make a compilation of every single time Castle's phone's been either broken,
yes.
lost, or thrown out.
And people are talking about that on Twitter. They're like, oops, another phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
If someone can actually calculate how many phones he's lost since they've been doing the show for 7 years,
oh my gosh.
Please, please, somebody send that to me.
How many, if you had to guess, what would you think? Of all 8 seasons.
Jeez.
Does it happen every episode?
No, I don't think
so.
Not quite. That would be ridiculous because he would have a new phone every day.
Right.
I mean,
it would be like Castle sponsored by Sprint.
No, like seriously, I would love that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say roughly around probably like 90 phones.
Whoa.
That's really high.
Okay, that's
but
a big number.
That's what I'm gonna say because I mean right. it is 8 years. I don't know how many phones he's actually.
We're putting that out there.
I'll say 90.
This is one of those times where we invite you guys as fans to.
Thanks, Tracy.
To let
D.
Us
I didn't know Alexi
Holly
was a guy. I'm sorry. I thought it was a lady. My bad.
Oh, Alexi. Yes. You know what?
I'm so sorry.
He is.
Yeah.
He has his profile photo on Twitter. That's the only reason I knew.
I only look at the name, so that was my fault. I'm
you
so
would
sorry.
Think Lexi, but
well, yeah,
because
I'm Alexis. All my cousins are Lexi or Alexa or Alexia. So my bad. I'm so sorry. I also think that you're amazing, dude.
By the way, about the phones. So, you know, a little fact that we would love for someone to tell us what the actual fact
please.
Was. And I believe last on the Nose episode, I was commenting about Castle's car, his hot car.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, did he get a new car? Well, fans made it very clear to me that car has appeared several times in other seasons.
Yes, it has.
So that was good to know.
No, that's why. That's how
a long
I always
time,
know.
But I don't always catch the details like that.
No, which is fine because
yeah.
I mean, that's what is that? 7 years of I would never hold you to that. And also the fact of what I remember is no, like the one thing I always notice is depending on what car he drives is when they show his keys. Because usually when he's driving his, I don't know what kind of class it is, but that Ferrari is when they actually show his
show
keys,
the little red.
The little emblem. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, he's driving the Ferrari today.
Yes.
But yeah, he's changed. He has changed cars several times.
When the phone got thrown out, though, in that scene.
I was dying.
There was my favorite line. I think it was right in this scene where Slaughter said, get your head out of our butt.
Yes, it's right before he throws the phone.
Oh, my God.
I love it because Ryan's face was
God.
Just like, what? Or Seamus's face was just like, what?
Okay, that was my favorite line.
That was great. He looked so confused.
I like the lines that are a little more crass. Man, that was funny.
I thought it was
get
great.
Your head out of our butt.
I was waiting for him to actually say ass. I'm sorry, children who don't watch our show. But
beep.
Yeah.
Beep you.
But I was waiting for him to say ass, but he said butt. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, and I love, I don't know what it is, but the way he says butt.
The way he
so
delivers
funny.
His lines, yeah. Are just, like, the characters, he's so, like, reckless and, like, roguey. He's, like, really fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Where are we at now? So we've lost another phone, yet another phone.
Yeah,
and then
Melissa in the chat says at least 25. Yeah, I think my number was
25.
25,
yeah, 90.
But whatever. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
If we lost one per episode. It would be pretty close to 90, but that might be me. That's just me. So we find out that David Lacey wants the kid because when they tracked Prince to his house, Louise Prince to his house, that he was being strangled by somebody,
oh.
and I was like, whoa,
was this the one guy?
Yeah, that one
I mean,
guy.
The one guy. Yeah.
No. One guy was at the end. Yeah,
okay.
It was at the end.
This
guy was the one that...
The pre-strangle.
Yeah, yes.
Getting my strangles mixed up.
That's okay. There was a lot of them. But no, it was...
This is the guy who also said, I work for a guy who steals high-end paintings, I think. Or am I all messed up?
I might have missed that line.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I might... Well, I mean, I was mostly paying attention to Adam Baldwin saying that he was going to... take his zipper all the way up to like his larynx.
Oh,
or something.
Yes,
I was like,
yes. I think it had something to do with his, hurting him.
Yeah, I was just like, ugh, no. There's a lot of cringing in this episode, especially during the fight scene, which we'll get to. But
we did find out a little bit more about the crime, I think, in this scene. So
we did.
Victor and the kid. There was a heist. They took a microchip. It was out of this giant building owned by this man named Booth. So it was the Booth Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And
Haley was involved. That's who I missed. Haley was the one that found out about the crime. when Slaughter was hitting on her in Castle's office. I completely skipped that.
With her feet up. What did he say? The English accent is hot.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, it's really hot. And she's like, oh, she's like, Castle, I always love meeting your friends. Ignore him. Anyway, what did you find? It was great. I was just like, oh, man, this dialogue is fantastic.
That guy is just such a... I mean, you just, like, cringe. He's just such a train wreck. Slaughter. Ball. Oh, he is. But... I don't know. There was something about... I still kind of liked him. And
no,
I also
love him.
Felt like...
I think he's so gross.
Castle sort of had his back through a lot of the... Castle had this innate sense that he wasn't guilty.
And Castle's usually always right. So if
that's
his,
what
and
we
it,
learned.
His judgment
again.
Usually... it's usually on point.
We've learned to trust his judgment.
Yeah. I completely agree.
I mean, he ain't no Beckett. But
no,
he's got his own instincts. He does.
Can't touch that with a 10-foot pole. But yes. So... But yeah, we found out that David Lacey wanted the kid because he was the key, because he made that device that can break into any alarm system. Doesn't matter how secure it is, he can do that. So,
and so by doing that crime, he was showing that he had the ability to break in anywhere.
Well,
thus,
was,
he could make money
it
breaking
was
in anywhere.
It was Victor was the one who was trying to show off that, you know, like, hey, we can do this on our own. So all you guys trying to break into all these, you know, digital banks or whatever you want to call it, we can do it, just the two of us, instead of you guys having a whole crew or something. But, I mean, sadly enough, Castle did lose Victor in the apartment. Obviously, Ryan and Espo finally showed up and took two suspects into custody, which was the guy, which I can't remember his name off the top of my head, and Slaughter. So,
that was the guy who steals the high-end paintings, but I don't know his name either.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, when they start to arrest him, this is when the key shot comes into play, because he takes Espo's keys, Castle, takes Espo's keys and throws them, but it's not Espo's keys that he throws, it's his own keys, which is where we saw the Ferrari label, and he steals, technically, a cop car. It's not a police actual car, but it's a detective's own vehicle that he owns, like, himself. And I was just like, oh dear.
At this point, I was like, okay, this is one of those like Hollywood moments, because I you know, where they had like creative license on a TV show, because I was like, dude, I know you're friends with these guys, but you just stole a cop
car. Like, you actually, like, stole a detective's car.
Is,
like, that,
yeah,
you could go to jail for that.
Like, I'm sure that's a felony.
Yeah, no it is. Like,
yeah,
you could go to jail
is.
For a few days.
Yeah, that was frightening. And yet, he just had to get him out of there. What are the message words saying?
Boo69B said, if Castle is Sherlock, is he Watson? Yes. I mean, technically, even though Sherlock can fight in the books and in the movies and in the TV shows and whatever, Watson has always been in the military. I mean, even though Slaughter is not military, he's a detective, but the fact that he's had a rough upbringing, probably, and all that kind of stuff, and the fact that he can fight makes sense for him to be Watson. But I always thought
it's interesting, you could almost switch out Watsons. Exactly.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. I was saying
Beckett,
Watson,
right.
So I guess that would be more of an elementary kind of show, which Watson is a female played by Lucy Liu. So I thought that was interesting, again showing my nerd side there.
Oh, Lucy Liu, by the way, she's up for a Critics' Choice Award.
Really?
Along with Stana Katic.
Yay!
Yes. Guys, People's Choice Awards are happening right now. I went online and voted. I'm going to tweet out the links. Some of our great fans of our show here today have already tweeted
I've already voted. Yeah.
And we're nominated for Best TV Drama, Best TV Drama Actress, and Best TV Drama Actor, Nathan Fillion, Stana Katic, and Castle. So vote.
Oh, yeah. I voted already.
Okay, good.
I voted several times.
Oh. All right. So. Now we get to go. We get out of this car. The Castle's just sped away with Slaughter. And we go to our favorite scene.
Yes, but
they're going into hiding.
But I also love when Ryan and Espo were just like, "What just happened?" And they were just like, "Shut up!" And like at the same time, like it was really funny.
And then they had to walk in the precinct, and
everybody knew.
Like, they know, dude. They know.
No, they don't know anything.
No, they don't.
Oh, so adorable.
That was hilarious.
So obviously, they finally track him to a warehouse. And at this point, Ryan and Espo have talked to both Alexis and Haley at back at the office to be like, hey, I think your dad's like kind of in trouble, and I think we need to go find him, because like he's been doing crazy stuff all for the past like day and a half or whatever. I don't know how much time passes in Castle sometimes, but Slaughter's like, oh no, we skipped the best part. Sorry.
When they go into hiding.
So when they go into hiding, Slaughter goes into this really fancy house. And I was like, did he just break into somebody's house?
It's got like a very, very bouquet of flowers.
No, like there was flowers, there's like doilies everywhere. And I was just like, what? And he knew the alarm system. So I was like,
yes.
Whose house is it? I thought it was his mother's.
And I thought it was just someone he knew how to break into someone's house. Like, someone familiar to him.
Yeah, first
it
was like, break into a stranger's home. No, he's messing with the alarm system. Must be his mother's house. And then we found out he was...
ex-wife.
He was married to, was it Madeline?
Oh,
or Maddie?
I know.
I can't remember her
name. I think
name.
That's about right. So she's a surprise. And Castle immediately perks up.
Because he knows exactly who it is. Yeah.
And I think he made a reference to, there was like an opera poster maybe on the wall.
Yes.
Castle said, does your wife like opera? My wife is, let's say her name was Madeline.
Something
like a soprano at the Met?
I was like,
yeah.
And
we're like, no way. This dude, Slaughter, was married to an opera singer? It's just this gets
way more
interesting.
And I love how he's just like, how did you guys meet?
Yeah.
We had the same major. And then I was like, oh, he did musical theater like me. And I'm like,
musical theater.
Yes.
And then it just becomes like, I mean, this is why I like Castle, because it's the absurdity. Like, that's absurd. That's ridiculous.
That's why I thought I was okay with it. I was like, this is the best thing ever. One, I'm a soprano. So I'm like, hey, that's awesome. One, two.
Alto right here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Musical theater has always been my passion, even though I do love being in production and in film. But
and we didn't rehearse for our opening song today.
It's okay.
I think we need to follow through on our skills.
We're
going to have to rehearse. I'm sorry, you guys.
Sorry. We love you, though.
There's no excuse for that.
And he cooks. Did you see that footage?
Yes.
He was cooking? I was just like...
And then he's got some, like, short ribs going.
I was so hungry. I was sitting there with, like, my soup, and I was like, I hate you. I hate you so much, Castle Riders. You're making me so hungry.
And then Castle comes out with this line. Yes.
Yeah, he was just like,
who are you?
That's the first thing I thought of. I was just like, who is this guy? Also, can we be friends?
I thought that, and I assume it's the writer, Alexi Hawley, but... I just thought that some of the line... this was a great episode for Castle.
Guys, this is my favorite episode
just
so far.
I knew how to use those lines.
Oh, so good.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's why. I always thought Adam Baldwin...
Awesome.
Especially since Adam Baldwin and Nathan Fillion have worked together on a very close set.
Right.
And it's a huge franchise. It's a very cult following.
Mm-hmm.
And they're friends. Like, it makes sense why their chemistry just works. One, two... I love when we can change Adam Baldwin's characters, because he's always played the tough, rugged guy. And then when you can twist that into making into like, oh, I need to cook to think. I was like, oh, I'm done. You sold me.
So
I
ridiculous.
Love you. You're amazing.
I think
jazz hands.
Yeah, the jazz hands. That's right. He did give him a little jazz hands when he gave him the bite. Oh, classic.
Oh, I love that. He was just like, here, try this. And then he's just like, and I was like, this is literally how they probably hang out. I wouldn't doubt that. Oh, I love it.
Okay, and now it gets scary again.
Well, no, his iPad pops up. I don't know if it was iPad
kid.
Or a small computer, but
that's right. Lewis
the kid
comes.
Calls up, and he hacked into the IP address because he found out that he looked for Slaughter.
His
found out he was married.
Number.
Yeah, he used his social security. Found
this
out he was
brilliant
married.
Chain. It just made it sound so easy. That
no,
was
it was
funny.
Perfect. And I was just like, man, that makes that actually made sense to me that he said that. And I love how he's just like, cool. And he tells them where he is, but it cut short because someone was trying to take Lewis away.
Which was so frustrating.
I was really scared because I thought I heard a gunshot, so I was like,
oh,
he got hurt.
So
but no, it was just somebody breaking
Don't
in.
Don't freeze. Did he say I'm in a warehouse? Or did
yeah, he
what,
said I'm
what
in
was
a
his last
he
word?
Was in, I'm in a and it cut. It
I'm
sounded
a,
like he was about to say
cut.
Warehouse.
Okay.
And then this is where again where you know how I get about TV
logic.
And he
TV
zooms
magic.
In, so that's why I'm assuming it's an iPad. He zooms in and clear, crystal HD clear picture of a sign in the back. And
the
I was
building
like,
code. I think the fire code or
something like
so
that.
He
and I was
immediately
like,
picked up the phone. But on the other hand, I do feel like I've learned something in a sleuth sort of way that if someone ever disappears in my life, I'm going to look in the background of the pictures.
I mean, it's the one thing that I usually teach women or children when I'm teaching martial arts is always know your surroundings every single time. It doesn't matter where you are. If it's at night, know my car is this far down. I'm in this neighborhood. I'm on these streets. There's this many lights. Like, it's that little detail, whether you get kidnapped or you see a crime, knowing those kinds of little details helps.
I think that's relevant to what we're saying here.
Yeah.
Because it's a principle of... of crime solving.
No, it's being aware of your surroundings. It's completely true. Yeah. That's why when I know, like when I used to babysit my brothers all the time, and I now that they're teenagers, they go out all the time, and if they need a ride from me, I remember what they're wearing, or I'll take a picture of what they're wearing. So if let's say knock on wood, something happens to them, and a cop goes, "Do you know what they were wearing? What they look like?" And I'll be like, "Oh, here's a picture."
Wow, that's shoes, pretty. Like shirt. Every night, you take a picture of your night. Brothers when they're leaving.
I don't live with them anymore. I'm just saying that when they call me and they're like, "Hey, we're leaving," when they're walking out, I usually take a picture of the back of them. And they know the drill now. They're like, "Oh, Atta, I'm wearing this. I'm with this friend. We're going to this location."
Okay,
at
good
this
for
time.
You.
It's just because we're all martial artists, so we understand that we're supposed to keep each other safe. So that's just a thing that they do, at least whenever I'm in the vicinity. Like, I'm like "Hey, this. I'm working at Horror Nights. You guys here today? Yeah, we're wearing this. I'm with this person. Okay, cool." Mm-hmm. So you never know. I'm one of those people that's like overprepared. But
cool. I like it.
They obviously find the warehouse through the picture because, you know, TV logic. And they follow him there. And
this is when our...
this is where we find the one...
There appears to be one guy.
There appears to be one guy. So Slaughter's like, "Oh, I can take
Lewis
him."
Holding Lewis in the chair.
Mm-hmm. Looks like they're interrogating him. And so he busts in.
And I
him
knew,
in the...
by the way, when Slaughter said, "Oh, there's just one guy." I'm
I was
like, oh,
no, there isn't.
This is not good.
It sounded like there were more guys when they were taking him. So I was like, obviously he's not going to be alone. So when he punches the one guy and he, you know, Lewis is freaking out in the chair... they turn around and there's just a slew of men, and I was just like...
And they're all armed. It was so terrifying.
I was just like,
was
so how are they supposed to get out of
how
this
How are they
going to
get out of this?
But I love how just it cuts to commercial. I'm just like, I don't know what to do, but I know what you guys should do. You guys should go to iTunes, find AfterBuzz TV, go to Castle, and rate us. Leave a comment. I haven't seen the iTunes in a while, so I'm definitely going to look at that tonight or maybe for next week and announce who's been keeping up and giving us ratings and things like that. But that's how
Thanks.
We keep the lights on, makes our producers happy, all that good stuff. Just don't forget to go there and rate. Also, go down to our YouTube page, leave a comment, hit that thumbs up. We just really would appreciate just to know if we need to improve on anything or just anything you guys want to tell us, we can shout out or anything like that. We would just really appreciate it. So, guys, iTunes, rate and subscribe. YouTube. Thumbs up.
Thanks for the love, guys. We appreciate it.
And subscribe. We just would really appreciate it, and I would love you forever. So, I mean, I don't know if that means anything, but I would try.
Bieber.
So, of course...
Back from commercial. That was our commercial, by the way.
That was our commercial.
Right, yeah. Commercial and break. And now we're back.
Oh, my God. So, as they're standing there, all of a sudden, Castle just has this giant idea. I'm staring at my computer, eating my soup, and all of a sudden, he just starts snapping. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And I noticed the rhythm immediately,
and
I was like, no. And then he starts singing,
"Boy, boy, crazy boy."
And if you didn't know where that's from, it is called, again, it's a song that we played in the beginning. It's called
West Side
Cool,
Story.
West Side Story. It's when a major character from West Side Story called Riff dies. Sorry, spoiler alert. And the rest of the gang wants revenge, and... The new guy, I believe his name is Ice, is the new leader of the gang, was like, "Hey, I know you guys wanna go after them and go beat them up, but you guys gotta be cool.
We
gotta wait till the rumble." So, of course, this whole scene, if you look it up on YouTube or find it anywhere, Glee has actually done this song already, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty much them just trying to put all their anger down before the big rumble instead of going out and causing more problems. So, they've actually won an award because it was the jazziest scene and because or with the jazz music that they used in the scene, and also just the number itself was just so mind-blowingly amazing that they won an award for it. A lot of composers always talk about how great.
I mean, West Side Story is classic.
It
I bet
is.
There's that most people out there know that song.
Yes.
I mean, that was a classic scene.
Yeah.
You know what I loved is how Slaughter like
just
took a minute, but also like took a minute to like I don't know, there's some kind of registration of what Castle was doing. And the fact that didn't the main guy go like, "Come on, guys, shoot him," or
yeah,
something?
Like, yeah, pretty much, because he was just like, "What the heck's going on?" I was just like, oh, my God.
I bet you any money they cracked up when they were filming that.
I wouldn't
that
doubt that. I would
ridiculous.
See, I would want to see all the bloopers for that scene. But I love how they're like, "Fight scene," and then like go into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fight scene.
And then my favorite...
And then they kick tail, by the way.
No, literally. Like, when that whole... When that... excuse my French, whoever does not feel like this is appropriate. That nut shot came up. I was like, oh, ow, ow. And I love how Castle's just like, "Sorry." And I'm like, "No, you're trying to get out. You have to do anything you can to get out." But like, I love how Lewis even like cringed in his chair. I was like, no, that was me too.
Because
it sounded painful. I mean, I'm not a man, but it sounded painful.
Yes.
And I felt really bad.
I was taught that as a little girl, actually, as a self-defense measure. Speaking of martial arts.
No, it's true. No.
That if you're ever in a dangerous situation with a man, that was the way to defend yourself.
The three things I always tell women if they're being attacked or grabbed or whatever.
Yes.
Groin.
Yep.
Toes. Like, just
ooh.
Step.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to just do mm-hmm. that.
Ow.
And eyes. So if someone's choking from, like, there, instead of you trying to rip off or trying to break off,
I always think if a shark attacked me, I would try to poke my finger in its eyes.
No, it's true. The best thing to do is keep punching it in the eye.
I would prefer I don't ever get attacked.
No, I would rather
shark,
you stay
though.
Safe. And
I just don't want that to
and everything.
Happen.
And I don't want anybody
think
to do
about
that.
It a lot,
I'm just like, these are just tips that I usually
yes.
teach during, I do a self-defense class, not anymore, but, and those are the things I usually
see,
do.
See, we're all learning something today.
But that fight scene was awesome.
Show. The fight scene was awesome.
It was great. So, apparently, so they get, obviously Ryan and Espo show up at the nick of time after they've mm-hmm. already beat up everybody. They
Thank
take,
goodness.
They take Lewis in and he had the chip the whole time.
Oh my God.
Which I was like, okay, wait a minute. Now I'm lost because I'm like, they've been looking for this chip plus who murdered what? And I'm like, so why does he have the chip? That doesn't make sense.
I was a little confused at this point too.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Is that when Mr. Booth appears? The building owner?
I was like, this guy looks like
a bit of a tool.
Yeah, no, like a douche tool. Like just a giant douche
tool.
Canoe.
I like that.
God, I was so mad.
Oh, douche canoe. That's one of my favorite
douche
phrases.
Canoes. Yeah, well, I use douche tool because you said tool, so I was
canoe. I like the canoe. Canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Douche canoe.
Up the douche river.
Okay, so Mr. Booth comes in, and he's very, the first, you know what, I love what he opened with, and this is like, so you hear this kind of thing in L.A., like, anyway, I give a lot of money to the police force.
I hate when you start that, and I love how Ryan was like, is there a point to this, Mr. Booth? I loved
you
that.
Just
I was
know.
Like,
oh.
Good for you, sir. If you can't see what I'm doing, that was me clapping. But,
yeah, that was bad.
But no, I was just like, oh, this guy is already going to get on my nerves. But apparently, he didn't care about the chip.
No, because he's got some overseas accounts.
This
is where secret accounts in the Cayman Islands or something.
For his wife.
Because you got to do that, he said.
Yeah, I was like, sure, whatever.
Sure, yeah, you definitely have to have secret accounts for your wife.
Yeah.
And now this is when it all ties back into West.
Yes.
Because
but this is
West
what I had
worked for him.
I had no idea. Like, I would have never thought
no
in a million years that this is how this was going to end.
Nope.
I was like,
nope.
Castle Riders.
Back to the guy who came across so, like, almost Mr. Rogers. I think he had a sweater on when he was in the...
Oh, yeah. He had a little bow tie on. I was just like, all right, buddy.
He's like, I'm this guy who worked on Wall Street, and now I work with at-risk youth, and I help mentor kids.
I mean...
And it was him all along.
Money makes the world go around sometimes.
Right?
As you can see from different standpoints of, you know, Victor wanted to get out, and he wanted money for himself. And then there was Mr. West, who just... Mm-hmm. He was apparently wanted Mrs. Booth. And the advances didn't work.
Oh, yeah! He hit on Mrs. Booth!
I was like, oh, dear.
Right.
But, yeah, so we obviously found out that Mr. West was involved was because when Victor and Lewis were in doing the heist, halfway through or around the end, Victor just changed everything. He gave him the chip, and they decided to bolt, pretty much, after that. And there was no... They didn't pretty much do it as they already had planned.
Mm-hmm.
He also found out, which I love that Lewis brought this up, was that... When they went through the elevator shaft, he left the door wedged, but when they got back,
it was
closed.
Shut.
And I was like, oh!
And he thought it was the wind, but wouldn't that indicate maybe someone else was involved?
And that's why they're like, there has to be another person, and that's when we found out that Mr. West, and literally, if you can look at my notes, it literally says Mr. West in big caps, and it said, did not see that coming! Because I literally did not see that, and I thought that was great, but yeah.
All right, so we end up with Lewis, though, is still behind bars in like a little holding cell.
But he broke the law.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he could be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, because he broke into a facility and stole something that's like millions of dollars worth. And and then he was involved in a murder. So, and he ran. So there's a lot of things going on. And I agree with you, Boo69Bs. It's always someone that you least suspect, and that's usually why I pick it. But I don't know why with Mr. West, it just like, it didn't even register. So
he just seemed to be so on the good side of the law.
That was weird. But, I mean, technically, he's even said, he's like, I wasn't trying to kill him. It's just that he told me to meet up with him, and it got out of hand. And, you know, like the usual stuff where it's like, I didn't mean to kill him. It just kind of happened. It's like, well, it doesn't matter. You still killed somebody, and you hid it from the cops. So, you're going
down. You're going down,
so
Mr. West.
We find out that Slaughter decided that he's going to take up the mentorship, which I saw that coming, because even Mr. West was like, you should be the new mentor. And he's like, yeah, no. And even Cass sitting there coughing.
Yes. Choking on spit. Yeah, not back there. A mentor. No.
But he's like, no. And it made sense, because when Mr. West even said he needs a tough male role model, I was like, uh-huh. Slaughter's perfect for that. I mean, sure, he's not, you know, the best, but it was before we found out that he can cook. He loves musical theater.
It was a thing. You could see, like, I could see Slaughter kind of thought, kind of rose to the occasion in that moment.
He I mean,
like,
you can even see when they were playing chess.
Yeah,
he would be excited
for
that.
I'm going to be your mentor.
Yeah, and I love how even when they were playing chess and he had the bag of chips, like, you can see that there was some sort of connection there, and I liked that. And
Victor gave him a little heck back. That was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's cute.
And it was
Victor. Lewis. Where did that come from?
Woo. It's okay. No, there's a lot of names. Yeah. You know, we always play the name game in castle shows.
We do.
But I love that it also ends with Slaughter giving Castle a heart-to-heart about Beckett.
Beckett.
Mm-hmm. Her desk was so organized. Sorry. That was really off topic.
Oh, yeah. But, like, they did a close-up shot and, like, her nameplate. Like, nice. Did we ever hear, like, where she was? I mean, obviously she was off. Oh, is she off researching something?
No, she's probably working on her actual case and trying to find out what's going on, but I think she used the excuse of she was probably traveling somewhere for police business, which I highly doubt. So
did you notice now in the preview for next week, it looks like Beckett's back, but it also looked like she was talking to someone about divorce.
Yes.
I mean,
and
I think they're that out there to mess with us.
I'm not ready. Anyway, we should probably get into predictions since we ended on that note, and it was great.
Excellent.
Oh, my goodness.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And they're scary.
And they are scary. Well, because, yes, obviously they threw in the divorce papers thing, and I was just like, I'm not ready for this. Mm-hmm. You guys haven't been married that long. Let's not do that. Mm-hmm. And just, yeah, it's gonna be a weird episode next week. But I'm also really excited to see what happens.
I predict that it won't actually be Beckett asking for a divorce or considering a divorce with Castle. I think it was they kind of like threw that out there and used the word divorce and her talking about it to scare us.
I mean,
because
it
does scare us. But
well,
I don't think it's gonna
happen. I'm worried. I don't want it to happen. But I mean, I don't think the writers are going to bring us down that road.
There's no reason that would help anything at this point.
I completely agree with
you. She would have to quit being or get transferred or something if she really wanted to be away from Castle,
which I don't think she would completely do right off the cuff.
I don't know,
because even though she's obviously doing this for the right reasons, I don't think she can stomach just literally up and transferring somewhere else, because that means she would leave Ryan and Espo, Lainey, that's not happening. I don't think that's going to happen. And if it does, that'll be the giant shocker of
not
Castle.
A lot in this episode for our ladies, like Alexi and Lainey. So I think they're going to get
fine.
It. I think, but I think it'll come back. I think like the next couple episodes we might see more
the ladies. I would like to see more from
ladies. So many people have loved seeing Alexis have a bigger role. People are over the message boards about that. So,
be back. And that's all I really wanted was that, is just seeing her really get back into action. And if Haley is part of that again, then that's fine.
Yeah, Haley be being around.
Yeah, I like her being around. I think she's great, but.
Hey,
I
you
also,
guys. Oh, no, just ahead. No, a moment of celebration also for the cast of Castle. We have a photo of this, last Wednesday. I believe it was November 3rd.
Was it last Wednesday?
I think it was. They were celebrating their 7 years of working together. So they have been filming the show now for 7 years, even though it's in its eighth season. Mm. Now, this is a big hotel in downtown L.A.
Oh, yeah. I've been
I wish
to
I knew
hotel.
The name of it, but I know the staircase. Mm-hmm. And that is the whole cast. It's a really fun photo. It's all over Twitter. You guys can find it online.
I think it's great. I love how you can really see everyone's personality shining through, right? Especially in the front row, because that's like the main cast.
Yes.
I really, it's kind of crazy to me every single time I think about it, how we've been doing this for 7 years. It's kind of nuts how I still remember when Beckett had short, dark brown hair and Nathan Fillion was this skinny, glowing, ready for action kind of writer, and it was just, it was adorable.
Seamus Dever said on his Twitter feed, he's like, 7 years, I don't think I've done anything this long
in my life. And I like that. And it's not, and I mean, and we've had both Ryan and Espo here on the show, which you guys should go look that up, that they said that doesn't feel like work when they come in. So that's how you know it's a good crew to have, is the fact that they come in every day and they're just They're just there, right?
It looks like fun to me.
Yeah. I just, my it's funny because even on my bucket list, it's to either meet Nathan Fillion or be on the castle set and meet everybody. Like, I think I actually have my bucket list up somewhere on my computer. But yeah, that's like, I just think that they're like the one TV show that I feel like they're really close and they really love doing what they do. I mean, I'm not saying that any, like, all
I think
the TV
a lot
shows,
of, yeah, a lot of TV shows do that. Really get close.
No, and that's totally fine.
But these guys are special because we love them.
Yeah, yeah, and also just the fact that just, I've seen the bloopers. It looks like it's so much fun. So, I don't know. But I agree. There's a lot of TV shows out there that would do the same thing. But the one thing that I think that I have a great time with and is also awesome is hanging out with you and you guys out in the internet world. Brazil, Germany, all you guys.
Brazil.
Everybody. I think you guys are all amazing, and we really appreciate that you are here back on the train, because the holidays are coming up, so I'm always excited for holiday episodes.
Totally. I know. I can't wait for, there's going to be a Christmas episode.
I know.
A holiday episode.
I love all the holiday
Thanksgiving episodes.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for Thanksgiving episodes and holiday episodes, because it's going to be awesome.
I believe we're like three series away from what they call the mid-season finale.
Yeah,
so.
I usually call it the winter break.
The winter break, right.
Yeah, and like we're in school or something. But I want to say thanks, guys, for hanging out with us. Again, we'll be back here next Tuesday for episode 7. JJ, tell where these fans can find your beautiful face.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. I'm at J2 Snyder online. I would love to talk to you this week. Thank you for also following our Twitter
After Buzz
special
TV
show,
Castle.
After Buzz TV Castle. Also, we tell all kinds of good little secrets on that situation, so get with us there.
Yeah, also After Buzz TV Castle sent me this really great YouTube video that you guys should go look up on your own. I can't tell you exactly what it's called, I don't think. Oh, Castle, How to Solve a Murder with Rick Castle. If you love musicals and you love Sound of Music, it's pretty much the nuns that go how to solve a problem like Maria, but it's Richard Castle, and it's really funny. So look it up. How to Solve a Problem Like Richard Castle on YouTube. You can also find me at atorres890. You can find me all over AfterBuzz and all over social media as that same term. I'm doing The Librarians. Trying to think of everything.
Muppets?
Muppets is almost done, so not so much. And the other shows are all on hiatus. But again, you can look it up on my Twitter. I talk about it. I talk about nerdy things, musical things, whatever. And also, my blog has been put on break for right now, but it will be coming back. So send me your questions for my 100th vlog. If you love musicals, talk to me about that. Anything of that, check out our other channels here. Black Hollywood Live, Popcorn Talk for movies, and Book Circle if you love books. And Every Girl should be coming up soon if you love Every Girl kind of, you know, stuff. Guys, thanks so much for
hanging
out with us.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
And we'll see you guys next Tuesday for episode 7 for Castle. Bye!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.